The foolish farmer, the parable of the rich fool. That's what it says in my Bible, the parable of the rich fool. You know, over these past 6 weeks, I have been to lots of places. I have seen people that I have not seen in a long time. I've seen people that I've never seen before. Some I'll never see again. And I've had amazing experiences. I spent a week down at the beach, at Holden Beach, thanks to Charles and Becky Parrish. I appreciate the gift of their home down there to be able to rest and relax. I appreciate my friend Eddie Hill as we talked and as we shared, as we listened, as we had lunch together. I took and had a visit with Kathy and Davis, and I listened to words of hope, of days gone by. I listened to all kinds of stories. I got in touch with a former pastor of mine and his wife who have retired and lived down in Myrtle Beach. And we met at Calabash and had a meal together that week. And I listened to stories and I listened to things and we talked of things gone by. From the time that I was a youth to a young adult serving in the church whenever he was my pastor. Stories of my mom and dad, stories of my siblings, things that have gone and come. We had such a good time. I came back home and I kind of regrouped and I took off again. And I left and I went to Asheville, North Carolina, and I spent the night. The next day, I made my way to Richmond, Kentucky. And I stayed at a home of a young girl named Jessica and her husband, Justin. And when I was at Salem many years ago, Jessica was one of my interns from Duke. A young girl who has lived in various states, from Indiana originally, has lived in Illinois and Kentucky and Tennessee, and now is back in Kentucky. Her husband is a professor at Eastern Kentucky University. She has two little kids. And I had never met Sam and Zora because they're 6 and 3. And I got an opportunity to spend time with little people who knew of me but didn't know me. And I knew of them but didn't know them. And they were so much fun. And we played Nerf guns and we had a lot of fun. We did all kinds of things. And I listened and we shared stories. I took time to be with Jessica to listen to what God is doing in her life now and the ministry and the mission and the stuff around her, and I saw goodness in people. I left there and went to Indianapolis, Indiana to visit my friend from seminary, Marie. Marie is a pastor in the American Baptist Church. She and her husband, Jeff, have 3 children. And of course, they're young adults, and they're in college and high school. And I have seen my friend Marie over these years 2 or 3 different times, but I had not seen her in almost 15 years. And we just caught up. We lived on the same hall together in seminary. And we just listened and shared. We went to the Indianapolis Speedway. She got down and kissed the bricks, and I took a picture. We took pictures together. We had a lot of fun. I enjoyed seeing things, making memories, and sharing old ones. Having a great time as I left, and I went over to Glasgow, Kentucky to be with my friend Jim and Kim Robinson. Jim and I were in a Bible study in a prayer group that met once a week at seminary. And we met in the evening, and we were just a very odd lot of people. And we had the best of time. He was one of the many, and his wife, Kim, and she was a school teacher. And their first child was born while we were in seminary together. And I was his first babysitter, and his name is Josh. And they have a son named Jacob and a daughter named Grace. And all these young adults are out of college and in their careers and just out and about. In fact, Jacob is at Fort Bragg at Womack Hospital. He's a nurse. He's in the military and he's a nurse. He's gone through. Grace right now is in Europe. She just got engaged to be married, and she just graduated from Ohio State and is going on to graduate school. So I got to see these little kids that I have spent a lot of time with as big kids now. I knew them as little kids and how we shared things together. But at their church in Kentucky, at the First Methodist Church at Glasgow, they were having Bible school that week. So I got to be a part of Bible school. I missed it here, but I got to be a part of it there. I got to be a part of the fun day where we had snow cones and all kinds of stuff. And me and a lady, I must have made, I don't know, 200 or 300 blue raspberry snow cones. It was a fun day. It was a lot of fun just listening to these kids. And the lady that was there, she'd always say, she says, "Now, what's the magic word?" And they would say, "Oh, thank you and please." So, and to listen and to see and to go and to do and to be a part of that journey about friends and about life and about journey. I thought about that this week as I was looking at these words. Where is your treasure? Where is your soul? I think one of the highlights of my trip was when I returned, and I spent a few days here before I left, but I went to Fairbanks, Alaska. Denise took me to the airport, and she went and fetched me too when I came back. Thank you for that. I made my way to see my nephew Wesley and his wife Kate, and of course Charlotte. That's what I went for, really. It was just her, you know. I told them they were just part of the package. But I got to spend time with my family. And the pure sweetness of a little girl who was, of course, asleep when I got there, because when you go into Fairbanks, you get there after midnight. And, of course, somebody was good enough to not go to bed or wake up and come get me. And I thank them for that. Over that journey of going and coming, I traveled on planes and meeting folks and getting up close and personal. And if you've been on an airplane lately, you know that you're up close and personal because you got about this much room to sit. And the people beside you are real close. And so you get to meet people. Do you really have any idea of who you're sitting beside? I sat beside a professional basketball player with the WNBA. Her name was Patricia. She was a wonderful young lady. She played for a team in Seattle, Washington. She was just making a commute from Charlotte back to Seattle. I sat with a businessman named Marty. I sat with a teacher from Oregon who used to live in Clayton, North Carolina, taught in Johnson County, was on his way to a friend's wedding in Asheville and was going to spend some time with his friends in Raleigh because he graduated from NC State. And we talked from Fairbanks, Alaska to Seattle because he had been over there visiting somebody in Fairbanks and Seattle, and we were on the same plane. And for some reason, when we got on the next plane, we were close by. And he began to talk and share his story and his life and listening. Do you know what it's like to listen to people and truly listen to them? Do you know what it's like to get to know people around you? Do we sometimes live in this world and we're so busy with everything that we do that we don't take time to even hardly know the people that we know, that we think we know? I came back home and I stayed here for almost a week. I spent time getting things straightened up, washing clothes, repacking, redoing, getting ready to be gone again. I left and went to Mars Hill, North Carolina, to stay with a friend that I met the first day that I stepped foot on the campus of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. in March. She's been here a time or two in this church, and she's been here probably three or four times since I've been here. And I've been up there a few times. We stay in touch because she's one of my best friends. And I listened to her and Greg and Anna, and we shared stories. We also shared the goodness of what God has put in our lives. I got to meet new people at church that night at Circles because the church that they're a part of in Mars Hill over in the Asheville area is a church of people who used to be Southern Baptist, most of them. Some of them used to be Methodist. Some of them used to be Lutheran. Some of them used to be Presbyterian. But they've kind of all come back together, and they're with the Baptist Alliance now, and this is an alliance church. And so some of these people were people that I used to know when I was in Kentucky. And they've made their way all over. And so I got to listen, and I got to share, and I got to be a part of a whole group of people that are a little bit different, a little bit more eclectic. If you've been to Asheville lately or know anything about the Asheville area, it's kind of eclectic. It's kind of different. It's just a wonderful place. It's a lot of fun. But it's also a lot of honesty, a lot of openness, and a lot of people just sharing who they are. I got to spend time with Anna, who is Terry's youngest child. And Anna's working now. She took a little bit of time off of college. Anna's one of these people that is so smart. This child read me books at 3 years old. Skipped many grades. She graduated high school at the North Carolina School of Math and Science when she was 16. She's 20 years old now, but she's so smart, she has a hard time kind of focusing on what she wants to do. And she runs a zip line. Can you believe that? She takes people on adventures through the woods, through the mountains of North Carolina. And you can zip if you'd like to, and she offered me a free pass at 60 miles an hour through the tops of the trees, and I passed. I told her I loved her and I cared about her, but I didn't think I was ready to meet God right then because I knew that was where I'd end up at. But she's a sweet child, and I got to listen to young people talk and share what's going on in their lives and how they talk differently and how their world is so wrapped up in so many other things. But yet, these are people who are out doing things too. In the midst of all that, they're going places. They're going on mission trips. They're going and sharing who God is in their lives. And I left there and I went over to Blacksburg, South Carolina to stay with Claire. Claire, by the way, says hello. She loves you. She thinks about you. You are by far the best cooks that she has ever had in her 3 years in North Carolina and so far her month in South Carolina. So you all hit the top of the ranks. She said, I'm learning. I got to meet her people at both churches, at Sardis and at St. John. I spent time in worship last Sunday at St. John and during the week at Sardis. And just had a good time just sharing and being a part of and helping her beginning some things to see what it's like and kind of running around at different places. While I was there one day, I just went right over to Gaffney and met a friend of mine, another one that I met in seminary, who's a pastor of children and youth and education at a big Baptist church there in Gaffney at Cherokee Avenue Baptist Church. And just to share and to get to know, once again, people that made an impression upon your life. People that have shared, people that are there. You see, the people in our scripture today have prepared for the wrong things. Jesus tells us many times in the scriptures, and God told us in the Old Testament many times through the prophets and of people preparing and getting things ready. Yes, you have to be prepared, but don't prepare yourself so much that you forget where you are. And this man forgot where he was at. He had prepared his life so much for things of earth. for what would make him better, what would make him wealthy, what would take care of him and only him and no one else. He had not prepared his soul, even though he said, "My soul has ample goods. I will eat, drink, and be merry." But then Jesus says in the next few lines, this very night, he said, "Your soul is going to be required of you." In other words, you're going to die. The Lord's going to call you home. And are you ready? And he says to him, "You fool, you are such a fool, because you've prepared for the wrong things. You've put more value in the things of this earth than you have in the things of your heart and your spirit and your soul. Your salvation is not there." He says, "Who's going to take care of your treasure? You can't take it with you. Who's going to be in charge of it then? Because you're not going to need it. You're not going to need it." You see, as I made my way back on Monday night, I've spent this week checking on a lot of people. I've talked to some people a great deal, others a little bit. I visited with Marcia and Jimmy and told them goodbye because they will be leaving this week. I went and had a visit with them. I went over across the way and had a visit with Donna and Joe and Henry. And when you're around little people, they make you smile because they're fun. Just like Henry could say things every morning while I was in Alaska, I loved to hear a little voice that would come up the stairs. And when she would see me, she'd say, "Hey, Minda." And I'd say, "Hey, Charlie." And I love to start my morning hearing someone who loves you just because you're you. Not because you've done anything, just because you're you. I spent time this week with Marcia, Stephen's son, and her family. That's my niece, Marcia. I spent some time with little people around her. And I got hugs and kisses when the rest of them didn't. And I thought that was pretty cool from Briggs and Avery. Briggs and Avery will be 3 in December. And they had to tell Aunt Melinda bye. I'm really not their aunt, but I'm Aunt Melinda. And he came running and he jumped and he hugged me and he kissed me and says, "Love you." And the rest of them are saying, "I am not believing this child. He wipes our kisses off now. He's to that point that he thinks it's funny." And he just kissed me and kept going. And I said, "It's good to just be loved." I spent time with Carla and Patsy this week. Patsy was home from Tennessee. Spent time with Finley and Laura. They came for supper. Folks I have seen this week out and about in this community, I've seen Kelly. Saw Frank this week, was cleaning up the yard, and he came up and kissed me and said, "Hey, Angel." I always love to see Frank because I know that somebody's going to call me Angel, whether I am or not. He's going to call me Angel. I got to see Kim a time or two this week. Went and checked on Charlie, and she's okay. I saw Earl and Rose and Alice. The many that I have texted, that I've emailed, that I've called, or have done the same for me are too many to share. Today, sitting out here in this congregation is a beautiful young lady. I think she's amazing and wonderful, and her name's Amanda. And she's here to worship with us after worshiping at her church at 9 o'clock this morning. She's come to be here with Aunt Melinda because she's going to celebrate a birthday on Wednesday. So she and I are going to go out and have lunch, and we're going to go to a movie. And so we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate life. You know, I've done a lot of thinking and a lot of praying. Over this past 6 weeks, especially over the past month, I have found God's blessings and I have found God's gifts in the midst of all that we have are a part of. I found God's blessings and God's gifts this morning when I heard Earl come in the door. I always hear Earl. He said, "Good morning." I said, "Good morning. It's good to have you back." Thank you, Earl. Anita will be in a minute. She's changing the flags. She always does that. If you don't know who changes the flags and changes them with seasons and all, that's Anita. She does. Thank you, Anita. You do a good job. And when she came up the steps, she didn't come and help Earl fold bulletins till she came and hugged me. And we sat and talked a little while. This morning when I came in, Jacob was sitting there, and so was Tegan, of course, and Billy and Katie. And when Jacob saw me, he said, "You're back." I said, "Well, thank you." And Tegan said, "You are." And she came and hugged me. And I said, "Well, thank you. I'm glad you missed me." He said, "Yep, there was a lot of other people." So you all are a lot of other people. But I thank you for what you did. You see, Jesus is calling us daily in our lives, and he's asking you and I questions. And I want us to know, in the midst of all that we see, and in the midst of all that we hear, in the midst of all the angry and the hurt and the deaths and the dying and the anger, are we listening to those around us? Are we actually hearing them? Are we paying attention to the world that we live in? Are we engaging those that we come in contact with? You see, when you're, like I said, when you're sitting on a plane and people introduce themselves because you're, you know, you're 2 inches from them or an inch on each side of you, some people talk, some don't. And I was very good at just saying, "Hello, how are you, blah, blah." But others, I tell people, there's a sign somewhere on my head that says, "I need to talk to you. I don't know who you are, but I think I need to talk to you." Sometimes people think they need to tell me everything that's ever happened to them, but most people tell me they need to talk. But anyway, that's what I do, because if I ever tell them who I am or that I'm a preacher, then all of a sudden I either get all kinds of stuff or I get people telling me how good they are or how religious they are, or I get people telling me that they don't believe or that they don't understand how a God will let all the bad things happen that's happening. So in other words, it gives you an opportunity to talk or to share or to listen. So engage. Engage those people you come in contact with. I may ask you today, just like I asked myself, how are we meeting the world? Are we expecting God to perform a miracle, or are we asking to be a part of that miracle? You know, God performs miracles every day. He allows you and I to be a part of them from time to time. He does miraculous things all the time, but we are so busy wanting everything to be fixed for us that we're not willing to be a part of getting it taken care of the solution to any problem we have. Are we going to be left with our barns full and our souls empty, or are we going to be a part of sharing the story? Our call to worship for the month of August is going to be, "I love to tell the story." Are we going to be a part of sharing that story? You have a choice. I have a choice. What are we going to choose? Let us pray.